Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Jeff Hill. Jeff Hill is the publisher of Rapid Growth Media and Andy Johnston. Andy is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be chatting about the Grand Rapids to Detroit bus trips that they're doing today. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Good, Paul.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
So how did things get rolling with these bus trips?
Do you want to go ahead first, Andy?
Or? Yeah, who goes first? Who shoots first? From the chamber perspective, every year the Detroit Chamber hosts a big business conference on Mackinac Island.
Sure.
And the one they held last year, they always come out with a to-do list. And the number one to-do item was to improve east-west connections, business and community connections. So we thought this was a good opportunity to, you know, start that dialogue between the chambers and between the business folks. So we brought a delegation of Detroit business folks and their board members over to see Grand Rapids during Art Prize.
The recent Art Prize?
Yeah, the recent Art Prize, 2011 Art Prize.
Okay.
And that started the exchange. So now we're flipping the script, and we're taking a bus of Grand Rapids Chamber members, board members, business folks over on April 20th to see Detroit.
Okay, okay. Now, Jeff, Rapid Growth Media had been involved with bus trips twice, correct?
Yeah, and it was a little less formal. It was actually a Twitter discussion that had started about misperceptions of Detroit and what people here in Grand Rapids thought of Detroit. And we thought, hey, it'd be a great opportunity to take some people from Grand Rapids over to Detroit, meet some artists, some business owners, see parts of the city that I'd never seen myself.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Tommy Allen and Terry Johnston, we put together the trip and got 52 people to go. And it was a little less business-like. It was more creatives, heads of nonprofits, artists, designers, heads of some of the arts institutions in town. So it was a little bit different from the chambers, but the same inspiration, the same sort of theme.
Now, who started the Twitter discussion? Was it you? Was it Tommy?
I don't remember. It was Tommy, Terry, and I.
Started taking
like
shape.
Twitter discussions. You don't really know how they get started, but
right.
Yeah, it just kind of grew from that. And we'd been talking about it for a while. Tommy had been talking about it for years that artists in Detroit needed, or artists in Grand Rapids should work more with artists in Detroit.
And I think, if I remember correctly, maybe it wasn't this art prize, but the last art prize, Tommy brought some people in from Detroit to show them around Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and I've found out since then that there have been a number of groups that have come over here and been hosted by people here locally, thought leaders locally, people from Detroit, and I didn't even know about it, but I've heard about it just recently. So it's happening more and more. It's great to see.
Sure. Now, so when was the first bus trip that you guys did?
Oh, you would ask me that. Let's see. April of last year.
Okay.
April. Yeah.
And then you took another one in January of this year.
Yeah, okay. January of this year.
So the places you guys went, what sites did you go to? Kind of walk me through.
I'll turn this over to Andy. Go ahead. I'm talking a lot.
Well, when they came to Grand Rapids, of course, we wanted to show them the best side of the city. The Art Museum took them there. They heard from Catherine Creamer, director of Art Prize, et cetera. Showed them Grid 70. Let them know about the GEM program that's going on, the Jan Noor Entrepreneurial Marketing Program, Mentoring Program. It's always, alphabet soup. Getting those acronyms straight is always important. And then we had a reception in the WindQuest condo, and we also allowed them to do a tour of downtown.
Okay.
Now that we're going over there, one of the things that we're making a point to go see is their city market.
Sure.
As we're developing our urban market south of downtown, we want to see their experience and see what lessons we can learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be really looking at the live-work component. Blue Cross and some other companies have made a commitment to and are incentivizing their young talent to not only work downtown but live downtown. So looking forward to that. So there's a whole variety of different places we're going to go. We're also going to go see the Wayne County Port Authority as both East and West have a vested interest in getting that bridge built that you may have seen on TV and some some of the commercials that will connect a Windsor to Detroit. So we're going to take some of our business folks who've been advocating for that to the site to see what it looks like firsthand.
Okay. Now, Jeff, in the two trips that you guys have done with Rapid Growth Media, what are some of the places that you visited? Kind of walk me through what you saw, what you did.
Yeah, on the first trip we went to Cliff Bell's, which is a renovated jazz club. It had been operating for 50 years, I believe, from the 1920s, and then it closed down in the 80s, and Jerry Belanger and his partner renovated it. It's totally sweet place. It's all Art Deco, all wood paneling. Mm-hmm. It's been open for about 5 years now, and it's become a really popular hotspot on Park Avenue in downtown Detroit. We went to Midtown and hit Slow's Barbecue. A lot of people have heard of Slow's.
Sure.
We went to Avalon Bakery, a lot of the little shops in Midtown. We went to the Rust Belt to Artist Belt Conference, mm-hmm. one of the sessions there that was all about experimenting in cities, which was really cool. There were about 600 or 700 attendees at that conference. We went to Earthworks Urban Farm, which is there's quite a few operating urban farms in the city of Detroit, and this one is attached to a monastery. They took us, walked us through the neighborhood, which is really wild to see neighborhoods where there might be three houses left, and these urban farms are buying up the land and growing crops, and then
sure.
they have gleaners attached to it, which was this beautiful place, a lot like Kids Food Basket, but more of like food pantry, and it was an incredible place to go there. Just a lot of different small businesses. The second trip, we went to DIA and saw a photography exhibit of Detroit. We went to Pony Ride, which is an incubator space that Philip Cooley started. Philip Cooley is a big thought leader in Detroit, sort of a rock star there. So he gave us a tour of his incubator space there, which was really wild.
Sure.
Went to Greektown, rode the People Mover.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised by the People Mover. I'd never ridden it before, but it was kind of cool. It really felt like you were in a big city, like some of the airports where they have monorail systems, very similar to that. And it mm-hmm. was packed full of people. There were wedding parties on it. There were people going to the casinos on it. I was surprised.
Sure.
I've heard a lot of bad things about the People Mover, but it was cool. Andy's laughing. And it ended up at Cafe DeMongo's, which is a speakeasy in downtown Detroit. It's only open on Fridays.
Okay.
And if you ever get a chance, you have to check out Cafe DeMongo's.
Oh, very cool.
It's a great place.